Hi, it's Tap Warner. Thanks for tuning in to the For Your Success podcast, an inspirational program about creating the lifestyle and legacy impact you want to have. Your host today is a Christian author, speaker, business coach, and program development expert who will help you design, grow, and delight in doing business as worship, because that is true success. And now, here's my lovely wife, Katie Horner.
My friends, welcome back to the For Your Success podcast. I'm excited to be sharing some more inspiration with you today. And this one has to do with our busy work. It has to do with a lot of us thinking that we need to be busy to be good, or that we should do this or should do that. And I'm here to help you figure out how to prioritize those things in your business that are really moving the needle for you, how to decide what I will say yes to and what I will say no to, and how to give myself the permission to say no guilt-free to the things that is not the right season for. And so I want to start off today just to ground us in, where does this come from? It comes from a lot of conversations I've been having as routines are changing, seasons are changing in our lives. But I also wanted to point us back to the scripture. In Ecclesiastes 3, a lot of you are going to recognize this, a very familiar passage of scripture, but I want you to listen to what this says. For everything, there is a season, a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to tear, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time of love, and a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. But it doesn't stop there. The passage goes on and says in verse number 9, what gain has the worker from his toil? I have seen the business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. He has made everything beautiful in his time. And also he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I perceived that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live, and also that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in his toil. This is God's gift to man. And what stood out to me was that last sentence there. Here I was thinking, oh, this is talking about the seasons, what I can do, what I can't do. You know, you've heard me say over and over and over, you can do all the things. You just can't do all the things at the same time. You have to choose, what will I do now and what needs to take a back seat to this, right? As I was looking at this and looking at it from the perspective of seasons, what really hit me like a ton of bricks was that last line, verse 13, that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in his toil. This is God's gift to man. And to stop and think about that, work was created for us. Work was created to give us pleasure. There's not many things in scripture that talks about taking pleasure in. In fact, in our Committee 8 program, we take a whole week to study pleasure, and we encourage our students there to look up all the scriptures you can find about pleasure. And what you find is God is not a God of entertainment for entertainment's sake. Yes, there are celebrations in the Bible, and yes, there are times of rejoicing in the Bible, but you don't ever really hear God condoning entertainment for entertainment's sake. There was always a purpose, and it was always a celebration of a certain kind, singing, dancing, food, fellowship, that kind of thing, but not just empty, mindless, what can I do to entertain my thoughts, kind of the entertainment that we know of today. And so when he said here, take pleasure in his toil, for this is God's gift to man, that really stood out to me, that this thing that I consider toil, this thing that I consider hard, like God wants me to find pleasure in it. And how do I find pleasure in it? I find pleasure in being joyful to do the good work as long as I live, from verse number 12. And in recognizing from those first 8 verses that there's a season for all of this in my life. How does this apply to business, Katie? All right, we're a few minutes into this. I'm not seeing the connection yet. Well, hang with me, because in a lot of my business conversations lately, I've been running up against this. Should I do this? Should I do that? People asking me, where should I focus? How do I know what the next step is? How do I know what God is asking me to do next? And they're looking at all of these things that are all good things and having to decide what is the best. And so how do we decide what season it is in our business? How do we decide what is the thing that I'm supposed to be doing next? And so I want to offer a couple of thoughts on that today in terms of this idea that you can be busy and not do a single thing that is worthwhile. We can be busy doing all the things, all the social media and all the blog posts and all the podcasts and all the YouTube episodes and all the, you know, all the things. But if you don't know why you're doing it, then all of this is just sort of empty clutter, as my friend Brenda would say. If your actions can actually be empty actions, yes, it's activity. Yes, it's energy being expended, but for what purpose? You need to know why you're doing this. And when you know why you're doing it, it will inform the decisions of what you do next. And so we were talking about this at a recent Queen's Mastermind retreat. Why do you do the things that you do in your business? You should know what tasks are being done in your business, and you should know why we do them. Because when you know why you do them, then you have the motivation behind it. Now you know why it's important. Now it makes sense. That's why kids all the time are asking why. They don't want to just know what or how. They want to know the why behind it. And as adults, we need that too for motivation in our business. And so why do you do what you do? Because when you understand the why, what does it do for you as the owner? What does it do for your customers and clients? What does it do for your students or your alumni? What does it do for the random onlooker who hasn't decided whether or not they're going to buy from you yet? When you understand the whys of those things, it informs your decisions. It helps you make better decisions. And so that allows us then to set aside the distraction of the busyness if the busyness doesn't help us get closer to the goal that we've set. And so these good things can distract really from the needful thing. And this makes me think of another Bible story where we see Mary and Martha, two sisters who are entertaining Jesus and all of his friends at their house. And Martha is the one running around doing all the things, welcoming the visitor, making sure the servants have water for them to wash their feet, making sure the kitchen has got what they need to keep food out for everyone, hosting people, saying goodbye to others as they leave, right? And where is Mary? Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus. And Martha comes in and says to Jesus, why don't you reprimand her? Why don't you tell her to come and help me? We're the hosts here. She should be helping. And he said, no, she has chosen the good thing that will not be taken away from her. And in all of these things in our business, we also need to stop and evaluate what is the best thing. Not just the good thing. It's good to host. It's good to cook. It's good to welcome people, right? It's good to make them feel welcome. But the best thing in that moment that either Mary or Martha could have been doing was sitting at the feet of their Lord. And in your business, you will have to make decisions like that. What is the best thing that I can be doing? And you can't make those decisions if you don't know what season is it in my business? What goal am I working towards in my business right now? And what is the thing that's going to move me closer to my goal? So if you're sitting there and you're saying, oh, you know, I could spend my time trying to get people lined up to have conversations with and invite them to my course or my high ticket program, or I could go and update my website. Well, the easiest thing to do is go and spend a few hours on your website, but that's not going to be the thing that directly impacts people signing up with you. They're not going to sign up if you don't invite them to a conversation. You're not going to sign up if they don't have a conversation with you. And so the best thing that you could be doing right now is setting up those conversations, reaching out to those people, making those invitations. The website can wait. Once you get people into your high ticket, once you get this next thing launched, then you'll have the money maybe to hire out the website. The website is important. I'm not downplaying that at all. Your website is your online calling card. It is your business card, so to speak. But when your focus and your goal is to raise income by launching your thing or getting X number of people into your next program, the website can wait. What we need to focus on is what's going to directly impact us getting closer to that goal. All right. Maybe you have time to write emails, or maybe you need to be spending your time in networking groups, reaching new people. What's going to move you closer to your goal? Maybe you need to be putting out podcasts because it's easier for your people to listen than it is for them to read blog posts. I just moment of truth right here. I haven't written a blog post personally myself in the last 2 years, not since COVID started. It's been that long. I haven't written a blog post. Why? Because that doesn't have a direct effect on my big goals right now, which was growing our live events, growing our Queen's Mastermind, and now creating a new program that we're calling a Master Teacher Accelerator. All of my time has been going to build these programs and to help people get into the programs. And I felt like the blog posts, while they are important, and while it is good to keep your website updated, it wasn't having as much of an impact as the better work of directly working with launching these programs. And so we set that aside. And I didn't guilt trip myself about it. I wasn't sitting there losing sleep at night because I didn't write a blog post this week. It was one of those things that, yes, it's a good thing. And yes, this is not the season for me to be putting my energies there. And so I set the good aside to focus on the better option of working on the launches, of perfecting the live event strategies. And you can do that in your business too. And when you do that, you are being wise. And when you recognize that there are seasons for different opportunities and different activities in your life and in your business, you will be able to grow. Why? Because everything we say yes to means we're saying no to something else. Every time we say yes, it means something else is getting set aside or pushed down on the importance of our priorities list. And so what you say yes to, if you say yes to the busy work, then you're saying no, or you're pushing one of the higher yielding activities further down your list. And so what do we need to do? We need to be focused on the thing that's going to move the needle. I can't answer this for you. For every one of our businesses, it's different. But you know, and if you don't, you can ask Holy Spirit to show you what are the things that will move the needle for us. What are the things I need to be focusing on? Is it revenue? Is it growing the number of students in the membership or in the program? Is it hiring so that they can do the busy work and I can do over here what is my zone of genius? What do you need to be doing? And that's where your focus needs to be. There will be time for busy work later, or maybe you don't ever get to it, and maybe that's okay too. But focusing on the things that are the best rather than busying yourself with the things that are good but are not making enough of a difference to move you forward. The good can really distract you from the great. The better can be a distraction from the best. And so what we need to do as CEOs of this business God has entrusted to us is sit down and say, Lord, what is it that is the biggest thing I need to do right now? What's going to move the needle on this goal that you've put before us? And remember, you can do it all, but you can't do it all at the same time. And, you know, I think about Philippians 3, 13 to 16, the one that talks about forgetting the things that are behind and pressing forward to what lies ahead. I press forward for the goal of the prize, the high call of God in Christ Jesus, right? But that verse also continues. A lot of times we stop right there. But verse 15, Philippians 3:15 says, let those who are mature think like this. Because if any of you think otherwise, God's going to reveal it to us. We need to hold true to what we have attained. The maturity that you have reached, the point that you have gotten to, even for some of you just listening to this podcast and learning from the things that we're sharing here about business, you can't ever unlearn that stuff. You now have to be responsible for what you have learned. That's what he means, letting us hold true to the things that we have attained, the things that you have learned, the point to which you have matured as a believer or as a business owner, as a CEO of this business God's given you. You can't go back and unlearn that. And so now that you know this, now that you have matured, now that you have this way of thinking, let's forget the things that are behind. Forget the failures. Forget the things that were busy work. Let's press forward. This is where I am now. This is where I need to be. How can I get there? What's going to be the thing that moves me fastest to that goal, that makes the biggest movement towards that goal? Those other things can take a backseat. Those other things we can put on hold for first quarter next year or for a different season when we have more time freedom or more money freedom or more team freedom to be able to think about those things. Yes, they're good. Yes, they're important, but they're not the most important. We need to focus on what's the most important in our business to get us to the goals that God has given us for this season. And we need to give ourselves the permission to say no, guilt-free, to the things that are good but are not the best. You're the business owner. God put you in this position because he knew that through him, you have what it takes to do this. And so sit up straight, make the tough decisions, say no guilt-free to the things you know you don't need to be doing right now in order to say yes to the best things you need to be doing in your business. And once you decide what those are, I would love for you to leave me a comment and let me know what that is. What is your goal for the next quarter? What are you focusing on? I can't wait to celebrate with you as you move forward, focused on the things that are the best for you and your business, the things that will really move you forward. Until next time, God bless you. So I'm Katie Horner of HandprintLegacy.com, obsessed with helping faith-based entrepreneurs design, grow, and delight in the business that affords you the lifestyle and legacy impact you want to have. It's been my honor today to host you on the For Your Success podcast, and I do hope you'll scroll down wherever you're hearing this and leave me a comment or review. You can get all of today's links and show notes over at foryoursuccesspodcast.com. And until next time, remember, my friend, your message matters. You've been so caught up in figuring out how to market your business the quote right way, you've found yourself overwhelmed and your dream a little muddied. What if a simple mindset reset could help you realign your vision, refine your expectations, and revive that dream for your business? I'm Katie Horner, author of The Flamingo Advantage, and for two decades, I've been teaching business owners just like you how to make your business and marketing decisions with faith, with clarity, and with purpose, empowering God's people to live out their best worship through the business. My framework teaches how to realign your mindset and your business practices with God's word so that you no longer operate in fear or lack of criticism, but in confidence and powerful intention. I'd love to invite you to grab a free copy of my book, Just Pay Shipping, at freeflamingobook.com. You, my friend, have an advantage, and your uniqueness helps you live out God's purpose for you in the world. freeflamingobook.com.